44. Some social levels. Society is made up of individuals. Individuals have good qualities and bad qualities. Some bad qualities are very common. They are social levels. There was a time when Indian society was the best. We were the teachers of the world. But times have changed. Some barbarians comes to India. Society began to change for the worse. Worst evil that came with these foreigners were communal frenzy. It's the most harmful. There are riots. There's a loss of life and property. All work stops. There's a national loss. Police and PSC have to patrol the city. Government gives compensation to those whose relatives are killed or property destroyed. All this results in much national loss. Dowry is the another evil of our society. It was a good custom in beginning, but now men needs more money. There are many new articles he wishes to have. He can't buy them himself, so he forces the bride to bring money from her parents. So there are many cases of burning and killing of the brides. Some brides commit suicide because they are taunted and pestered by their in-laws for bringing insufficient dowries. Immolation or copying others is the worst evil of modern society. People are not contented with what they have. They want to possess all the good things that their neighbors, relatives and friends have. This evil is at the root of other evils like dowry and corruption. Begging is a very harmful evil of Indian society. Giving alms and taking alms was a very good practice in ancient India. Students and teachers lives in ashram had no time to earn a living. Their needs were very few. They depend on alms. Persons who were given alms were very useful members of Indian society. They served, guide societies, but now they are merely beggars. They are the laziest persons. They are a nuisance to society. Connected with begging is a poverty. It's very harmful. It blocks the progress of nation. It gives rise to many crimes. Government is trying to eradicate the poverty, but the percentage of poor people in our country is still very large. India has a very large number of illiterate persons. This evil is connected with the two other evils, poverty and superstition. Poverty is the cause, superstition is the result. Children don't read because they have no time and money to go to school. In poor families, a child begins to earn when he is quite small. This evil is very deep-rooted in mankind. There is a superstition everywhere, but our society has more of it. People who are poor, illiterate are more superstitious than others. Superstitions very often leads to crime. People commit crimes to be cured of disease and evil influences to get children and riches. So these are some of the evils of our country. Things are now changing. There is more education. There is more money. We hope that society will improve.